Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Learn more at nm.org/better.
All right, Tuesdays around this time, we chat with Dr. Jeffrey Copen, Chief Medical Officer, Northwestern Medicine, Lake Forest Hospital, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better healthcare. Dr. Copen, thanks for hopping on with me today.
Hey, John, how are you doing? Hopefully keeping warm like the rest of us.
Yeah, we're doing our best here. And boy, that's important, too. A lot of people might be having chills for other reasons. That's a segue in the business. People are feeling sicker longer with some of the viruses that are going around, huh?
Yeah, I don't know that the viruses necessarily are any worse than what we've dealt with in the past. It's just a lot of viruses are out there, Jen. You know, it's think about the number of people each one of us just know personally who recently, say over the last 4 to 6 weeks, got hit by one of these many respiratory viruses that are going around. And you know, nobody likes that, and it just feels like this thing is relentless, right? It's just here, it keeps going. You know, I just find it so hard to believe that come March, we're 4 years into COVID. Wow. Think about that.
That's crazy. It's crazy.
4 years.
Yeah. It's a whole presidential term of COVID, or a whole time in high school of COVID. And then we've just been sitting here through it. I wanted to ask you, Dr. Copen, you mentioned, I think the viruses, COVID or RSV have gotten a lot of attention. I don't know if this is just my family or others out there. I think there's like a little stomach bug that's been going around that doesn't even give you so much of a fever, but a lot of discomfort and some on and off pain in the bowels as well. I don't know if you've been noticing any of that.
No, I've been hearing a lot about it, actually, Jen. People saying that they get sick, they vomit, whatever this is goes through their family. Every couple of days, somebody else seems to have it. So there clearly is a GI bug that's going around too. That too is a virus. Our dear friends, the viruses. These can be pretty infectious, and we're hearing a lot about it. We're seeing it. And again, I think we all know lots of folks in our own personal orbits who've been hit by this. The good news is that GI thing that's going around seems to last just for hours to maybe a day, and then people are better. So we're dealing with that. This is what happens in the winter. One of the strange things about how cold it is, this might actually help us a bit with all the viruses, because we're all at home or we're staying in. We're not getting out as much, not being around people as much. So I think that might dampen the amount of respiratory virus infection we see at least over the next week or so. So maybe there's a little bit of respite here for us while we're dealing with the cold temperatures.
Is it too late to get a flu shot?
No, absolutely not. So if somebody has not yet gotten the flu shot, this is really a good time to get it. It's only January, right? Today's January 16, and we could see influenza. We can see seasonal flu right into the spring, and sometimes deep into the spring. So if you haven't gotten vaccinated yet, go ahead and get vaccinated. The pharmacies all still have it. Your physician's offices most likely still have it. And you can help to protect yourself from getting sick from the flu right up until we get into the spring and the weather gets warm. So it's not too late.
Same thing with the COVID shot, I imagine?
Yeah, same thing with the COVID shot. If you haven't gotten the latest COVID shot, which is different than the ones that we've gotten beforehand, go ahead and get it. COVID ain't going anywhere. It's here. We're still seeing lots of infections. We're seeing lots of hospitalizations. Thankfully, we're not seeing the number of COVID deaths now, like we've seen in the past. But one thing worth pointing out to people, and particularly people who are older, have chronic illness, in the United States, we're still seeing about 1,500 COVID-related deaths a week. So think about that.
Wow.
That's a little bit more than 200 a day. So it's not like it's gone away. We just don't hear about it. Thankfully, that death rate is way down compared to what it was, say, back when Omicron first surfaced at the end of 2021. That was like the worst time, that period. But still, 200 a day. So if you're somebody who's older, if you're somebody who has chronic illnesses, and you've not yet availed yourself of that new COVID vaccine, it would be a really smart thing to do to get that extra protection. So should you get infected with COVID, the vaccine will keep you from getting very ill. And although we're always happy to take care of sick people in our hospital, it's better if you don't have to come in.
Amen. Got a couple questions on the text line. Someone wanted to know, please ask the doctor, should someone be worried about three lung nodules that show up on a chest CT 4 weeks after pneumonia? Is that common after infections? Obviously, you don't see the charts, Dr. Coben, so I know you can't give a specific answer, but just anything general speaking on that?
Yeah, so it depends how those nodules look to the radiologist that read the chest CT. Some nodules can be what's left over if there was, say, a pneumonia. Some nodules can just be benign findings, particularly in somebody who's lived here in the upper Midwest. There's certain things that we breathe in, particularly certain fungus that can cause these kinds of nodules. But we got to be careful that these nodules are not early lung cancer.
Right.
So that becomes the single biggest concern. So to this listener, please discuss this in detail with your physician. The radiologist that read that CT scan undoubtedly gave some advice about whether follow-up is needed or not. So make sure you know what that follow-up advice is.
Texter 815, I had COVID in October. I got Paxlovid. When can I get a COVID shot?
Yeah, so figure about 90 days after you recovered from that infection. So October, so we have all of November, all of December, all of January. You're probably good to get one towards the end of this month, certainly by the beginning of February.
Someone wants to know, 630, I'm going to be traveling mid-February. I had my COVID vaccine in October. Should I get another one here? Well, we're 2 months after that, 3 months?
No, you're good with the one that you got in October. You don't need to get another COVID vaccine. Make sure you have gotten your influenza shot, though, your influenza vaccine. And if you're over 65 years of age, it would be a good idea to get the RSV vaccine, which is the new one. We've had it around now since October. It's safe. People have tolerated it well. And we have enough information to know that the RSV vaccine is actually effective in helping people not to get too ill. So I would recommend getting that too.
Someone wanted to know, you're mentioning 200 deaths per day. Is it usually elderly people? Does the range vary?
Yeah, it's elderly people and it's people who have chronic illness.
Okay.
But if we look at the people who are dying from COVID, it's an older population for the most part. That's why it's so important that those folks get that COVID vaccine.
Dr. Coben, I got a kind of a broad question for you. I know the internet can be a great thing for many things, but I am often just paralyzed with fear whenever I enter symptoms of myself or anyone in the house. And because it ultimately leads to someone saying it's cancer or a tumor. I imagine there's a lot of listeners that are the same way. Are we our own worst enemies when it comes to just Googling things?
Yeah, Dr. Google, right? The most popular physician in the world right now. Double-edged sword, Google. The amount of healthcare information, which is good and reputable, is almost infinite. The amount of healthcare information, which is the opposite, inaccurate, lead people in the wrong direction, is almost infinite. I mean, look, it's our internet. We need to use this resource in a responsible, judicious way. What I counsel my patients is go ahead and use the internet as long as you stay on the more reputable sites as a great resource. I'm always happy to talk to people about what they find, but never put yourself in a position where anxiety strikes because of something that you discovered on the internet. Don't let that happen to you. Make sure you talk to a physician or somebody who actually is an expert in what it is you're concerned about, so you don't let some of this information that's out there make you crazy.
Right. Well, because on one hand, you think of it, oh, it's motivating. They're saying it could be something serious. Get to the doctor. But that anxiety that it fills you with cannot be good for your health either. I mean, stress is not good for us.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, Jen, this you're touching on something so important. As our technology continues to develop and as the amount of information is out there that's available to us increases. And, you know, start thinking about stuff like ChatGPT and the other artificial intelligence resources that are available. People are going to be able to access more and more information, and some of it that even comes with some synthesis of all of that information. We as a society need to learn how to use this stuff in a responsible way, so we don't make ourselves crazy. We shouldn't go too fast with this. It's important that we continue to have our trusted sources of information, which in my world, I really hope is people's physicians that can help interpret so much of this information that's out there.
Someone wanted to know on the 847, if someone had a severe reaction to Pfizer first COVID vaccine, so that'd be back in 2021, will they be allergic to future COVID vaccines? Should there be a concern for allergic reactions to other vaccines like flu, RSV, pneumonia? So broadly speaking, doctor.
Yeah, so there's nothing about that Pfizer vaccine that would cause concern that there would be cross allergy with a different vaccine.
Okay.
So we could take that off the table. We're not sure whether this reaction was truly an allergy or not. More likely, somebody just had quite the reaction to the vaccine. Oftentimes, that's a good thing, by the way. It means that that person's body responded robustly to the vaccine. That someone like that probably would do fine with the Moderna vaccine for COVID. I would recommend speaking to your physician. Speaking to a healthcare provider about this, because it is important to get the vaccine if you got that previous one. But have that conversation about other types of COVID vaccine, but don't worry about the other recommended vaccines. They're different enough that you should not have a reaction to them.
Okay. All right, Dr. Copin, we're just about out of time. We always appreciate you joining us, and I'll be calling you in a little bit with a question of my own, okay?
All right. John, you and everybody stay warm, take care, and stay healthy.